The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Last of Oliver Perry. The Green Hornet strikes again. As Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, left the Civic Club, he paused for a moment to smile at the kindly old doorman.
Goodbye, Charles.
Good day, Mr. Reed. Hope you enjoyed your lunch today.
Well, thanks, Charles, I did.
Shall I call a cab, sir? Do you walk today?
Oh, I think I'll walk back to the office, Charles. I need the exercise.
By the way, sir, I was reading in the Clarion that there's big plans afoot to track down the Green Hornet. Have you heard about that? Of course, that's a foolish question to ask a newspaper publisher.
Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't heard of it, Charles.
Is that so? Well, looks like the Clarion beat the Daily Sentinel on that one.
Yes. I'll have to look into it when I get back. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. See you tomorrow.
Hello, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Sergeant Burke.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Clancy, one of the boys.
How do you do, sir?
What are you two men doing around here? Get a call from the Civic Club?
No, sir. You see, Mr. Reed, Clancy and me were waiting for you to come out.
Waiting for me?
Yes, sir. Police Commissioner Calloway told us to bring you down to his office right away.
Well, I... All right, Sergeant Burke, I'll go with you. I might as well see the commissioner now and get it over with. Let's go.
A short time later, in the police commissioner's office...
Mr. Reed, this is a very delicate matter. Well, it's difficult for me to find words in which to tell you. Needless to say, I'm very much distressed about the whole thing.
Well, Commissioner Calloway, I'm ready to listen to anything you have to say. If necessary, I can contact my lawyers...
No need of that, Mr. Reed. This is something that we've kept secret between the two of us.
What?
I'm hoping that you'll be willing to help me personally.
Help you? Why, I thought...
That you thought someone at the Daily Sentinel was in trouble, is that it?
Well, yes. Yes, I had some such thought in mind. Of course, if there's any way I can be of help to you, Commissioner, I'm at your service.
First, I would have apologized for the rather unorthodox way in which I had you brought here. I didn't want to call your office and arouse curiosity, so I asked Sergeant Burke to hunt you up and ask you to come.
Well, that's all right. Now, if you care to tell me what's on your mind...
Yes, of course. You see, Mr. Reed, I've heard your man, Mike Axford, boasting of the fact that because of your position as a publisher, you were, well, better able to get facts and settle certain matters than the best detectives on our force. He added, of course, that he usually worked with you.
I'm afraid Axford has a way of, exaggerating a bit, Commissioner.
Mr. Reed, this is a personal matter. And one which I don't dare discuss with anyone at headquarters. That's another reason I've decided to ask your help.
If I can help, I shall. And I'll keep your confidences, Commissioner.
I knew you would. Now for the facts. A few years ago, I was special investigator for the state. In order to gain the confidence of a certain woman who was needed as a witness, I made it a point to make her acquaintance, and during a certain period, I wrote several short letters to her. They were dated, of course, but the year wasn't indicated.
I see.
A couple of days ago, I received a phone call from Ernie Spears, the racketeer. He said he had those letters and wanted me to come out to his roadhouse to talk things over.
Ernie Spears, eh? He doesn't stop at anything.
I know that. You see, since I wrote those letters, I've married. Though they're innocent in themselves and were written for a definite purpose, my wife naturally wouldn't understand. And I'm afraid they'd embarrass me with the mayor. I didn't want to be seen going to Spears. It just wouldn't do.
So you want me to represent you? Is that it?
Well, if you could find some way to...
Don't worry, Commissioner. I'll go have a talk with Spears. I feel sure I can get those letters back for you.
On the way to the Sentinel building, Brick Reed bought a copy of the Clarion. A short time later, he was in the city room talking to the city editor.
Gunnigan, somebody around here is slipping.
What do you mean, Chief?
The Clarion states that authorities are cooperating with a certain party in a plan to trap the Green Hornet.
Holy mackerel, is that so?
Why haven't we had something on that?
Oh, I don't know, Chief. Mike Axford's hanging around cop headquarters most of his time. And he let something like this go by. Sometimes I wonder if he does spend his time there like he says. If I thought for a minute... Here's the big stuff now, Chief.
Say now, what's eating you, I'd like to know?
This, Axford. Look there.
Oh, the Clarion. What's it? The police are cooperating with the Clarion to...
Trap him! Holy crow! It's a double cross, that's what. Sarge promised me all the tips in the harness, and now he goes and gives...
It wouldn't necessarily have to have come from Sergeant Burke, actually. But wherever it came from, it shows the Clarion boys are on their toes for news.
Yes, and the Daily Sentinel didn't even get a smell of that. Now, Axford, get yourself back down to cop headquarters. See if you can get the dope on that plan to trap the Hornet.
I'm going. See you later, Reed.
When Axford returns, be sure he reports to me, Gunnigan.
Yes, boss.
I'll be very much interested in what he finds out.
In a room of a small, secluded hotel in a distant section of the city, a tall, distinguished-looking man with gray hair and beard sat talking to a pale, flashily dressed man whose nervous fingers drummed out a silent tattoo on the arm of the upholstered chair.
I'll get this straight, Fingers. With the exception of the police, no one must know that I'm Oliver Perry, the detective. That's why I'm in disguise.
Well, you can count on me, Mr. Perry. I ain't talking.
I've tried to trap the Green Hornet before, but he's always outsmarted me. I suspect a certain party. And with your help, this time I hope to give him the works.
Yeah, but I don't like fooling around with the Hornet. Why can't
you... listen to me, Fingers. I arranged to get you paroled in my care. You're one of the best second-story men in the business, and you have a way with tough locks and safes. But I have enough on you to send you up again on a more serious charge than the last one. So if you don't play along, or if you pull a double cross...
Well, I'll play along, all right. Don't worry, Mr. Perry.
See that you do. You know what the plans are. Tomorrow night, we'll see them through. I'll do my part, and you'll do yours. You mustn't fail.
Meantime, Britt Reed went through his private files and withdrew all the confidential data on the racketeer Ernie Spears. Then he left the office. Later that afternoon, Oliver Perry, with his effective disguise, pushed the buzzer to Britt Reed's apartment.
Yes, sir?
Is this the apartment of Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel?
Yes, sir, but Miss Reed not home right now.
Oh, that's too bad. I won't be able to come back. I think I'm being followed.
Followed? Why not understand?
May I step inside a moment?
Well, yes, sir. Come in.
I didn't want to talk in the hall.
Well, why do you think you followed?
For certain reasons which I'll explain to Mr. Reed, if and when I see him.
Well, you're not friend of Mr. Reed.
No, we're not friends, but it's important that we meet. Here, I'll leave my card.
Mr. Earl Glenshaw. I give card to Mr. Reed and tell him you call.
Oh, I want you to tell him more than that. I can shake off the one who is shadowing me, but I dare not risk coming here again. Now listen closely.
Well, yes, sir, I listen.
Tell Mr. Reed it's very important that I see him. I'm from out of town. I want to see him personally to give him news of something hot. Something of national interest.
Well, where'd he phone you?
Oh, he must not phone. Remember that. He must not phone. Tell him to come in person to the Lakefront Inn. It's about 25 miles up the shore road. Tell him to be there and ask for me at midnight tonight.
But if Mr. Reed not care to go...
It's a matter of life and death. He must come there. What's more, you'd better drive him out. Don't let him come alone. There'll be danger.
Well, I tell him, Mr. Glenshaw, but if
I leave now. Be sure to give Mr. Reed my message. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Hello, Cato. Any calls from the office?
Well, no, Mr. Britt. I call office for you, but you're not in.
Cato, I had a job to do for Commissioner Calloway, and it was very successful.
A job?
Yes, getting some letters from Spears, the racketeer. After Spears heard what I had against him, he forked them over. But quick. Not only that, he's leaving town tonight. Oh, put those letters in the wall safe, will you? I'll take them to the commissioner later.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Britt, you have caller late this afternoon. He leave this card.
Mr. Earl Glenshaw, eh? Never heard of him.
He have gray hair, gray beard. He say you come to Lakefront Inn at midnight tonight.
What for?
Well, he say he have very hot news. Very important. He talk of being followed. Say it dangerous and you not go alone. He also say tell you must not try to phone him.
Say, that sounds interesting. Okay, Cato, we'll take a drive out there at midnight.
Why not think so, Mr. Britt?
Oh, nonsense. After that build-up, I wouldn't miss going.
I not think you go, Mr. Britt.
Why not?
Well, I not recognize face, but voice sound familiar. I get suspicious. So I take card into laboratory to test for fingerprint.
Well?
I find print on card and match it with print in our private file.
Really? Then it must have been someone with whom we've had contact in the past.
That's right, Mr. Britt. It print a man who three times almost captured Hornet. It print a very dangerous man who now again tried to trap Hornet.
Cato, you don't mean
it. Yes, sir. It match fingerprint of Oliver Perry, the well-known detective.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. And now, back to the Green Hornet. Britt Reed stood deep in thought for a few minutes. He remembered the previous occasions when Oliver Perry had suspected that he was the Green Hornet, but fortunately had been unable to get proof. Britt finally spoke to Cato.
Cato? The last time Perry tried to trap me and failed, I told him to keep out of my hair or else. This time, I'll give him the works.
What do you do, Mr. Britt?
Right now, I'm going over to see Commissioner Calloway. But I'm not going to let him know that I got those letters. I have a plan that I'm sure will turn the tables on Perry.
But if Perry out at Lakefront Inn, he...
Think of it, Cato. He isn't out there. That was plainly a stall to get me and you away from this apartment, so we could search it for proof that I'm the Green Hornet.
Oh, it's stupid of me not to think of that.
No, you've done a good job of quick thinking, Cato. Because of you, we know we're up against Oliver Perry.
He's still a very dangerous man, Mr. Britt.
Maybe. But I'm out to pull the poison out of his fangs before the night's over. I'm going to the police commissioner's. Wait here till I get back. Then I'll tell you what I plan to do.
Come in.
Good evening, Commissioner.
Mr. Reed, I stayed overtime here in my office in hopes you might bring some news for me.
Well, Commissioner, I know I can get those letters for you, but I'm going to need a little cooperation from you.
Of course, Mr. Reed. I'll do anything I can.
Fine. I'll get them tonight. But I'll have to use a rather unorthodox method to do so. One that may be very risky for me.
I see. Well, just tell me how I can help and I'll do it.
Good. Now, listen to me carefully, Commissioner. I'll tell you what I have in mind. And then you can help me work out the details.
After leaving the police commissioner's office, Britt Reed returned to his apartment where Cato was waiting. It was about 11 o'clock when Britt and Cato walked out the front entrance of the apartment building and entered Britt's car at the curb.
Head for the shore road, Cato.
Car pull out from curb down the street. It follow, Mr. Britt?
Yes. Perry's making sure we start for that inn.
We're really going to Lakefront Inn?
They'll think we are, Cato. I hope. I told you part of my plan, but I haven't told you the part that you're going to play, Cato.
What that?
Something you'll have to do alone. Something that will be extremely risky.
I not mind risk.
Good. Now, this must be carried out to the letter, Cato. Now, listen carefully.
We go a long way out shore road. The car still follow, Mr. Britt.
Yes, I... Look, Cato. The car's turning off into a side street.
What we do now?
Turn left into the next street. Double back to the city.
Yes, sir.
Head for the secret hiding place of the Black Beauty. We have to get there before they do. We have a few details to attend to, and we don't have any time to spare. Step on it.
A short time later, Britt and Cato arrived back at the apartment through the hidden entrance. Britt was racing against time.
Are you sure you clear the wall safe of everything but those letters, Cato?
Well, nothing in wall safe now but packet of letters, Mr. Britt.
Good. Do you have everything you need?
Yes, sir.
Then get going, and good luck.
I not fail you, Mr. Britt. I go now and take Black Beauty.
A short time after Cato left the apartment, Oliver Perry stood in the hallway in front of Britt Reed's door, watching as fingers manipulated the lock with a thin steel instrument. In a moment, the door was unlocked.
All right, fingers. Let's go in and watch yourself.
I get around if that's what you mean.
Open the door. All right, come on.
Some swanky dump.
Never mind that. Locate the wall safe. Hurry.
Picture over there might be hiding it.
Go look. I'll look behind the others.
Okay. Must be here someplace.
Find anything?
Nope.
Fingers, come here.
What'd you find? Is that it?
Yes, this is it, all right. This picture swings outward, but I see it was already swung out a little, as though somebody wanted us to find it easily.
Hey, do you think it's...
Quiet. Here, I'll swing it open. You go to work on the wall safe.
Mr. Perry, if
somebody... Quiet, I said. Go to work. Meantime, I'll go over behind that big sofa just in case.
Okay.
Get it open as fast as you can.
Sure. It's open. I'll take out the stuff.
Looking for something, Martin?
Hey, what the...
Wow. I see you're interested in that packet of old letters.
Holy Moses. The Green Hornet himself.
Right. And I've got you covered.
I've got you covered, Hornet. With a gun right in your back.
Trick me, eh?
Oh, good work, Mr. Perry.
So, it's Oliver Perry, the great detective. Palling around with a cheap crook.
Hey, who's a now, cheap
hold it,
crook?
Fingers, hold it. Just keep your gun on him. Watch out for trickery. I'll drop your gun, Hornet. Drop it.
Okay.
Well, now I'll come around where I can look at you.
Well, well. Quite a disguise, Perry.
I might say the same for you, Britt Reed.
What?
Yes, that's right. Evidently he left here, but doubled back and got here before we did. He was too smart for a wild goose chase. But he didn't expect to run into Oliver Perry. Keep your eyes open, Fingers. His valet's in the apartment, too.
Looks as though you hold all the cards, Perry.
Hey, ain't you going to look under that mask to see if he really is Reed, the publisher?
Oh, not now, Fingers. I know he's Britt Reed. Caught at last as the Green Hornet. I'll phone the police now. When they get here, we'll have the unveiling. Right here in Britt Reed's apartment. The den of the notorious Green Hornet.
So you captured the Green Hornet. Glory be. I can't believe it. Surround him, men.
All right, sir.
Suffering snakes. The Hornet. Right here in Reed's apartment. Sarge, I gotta know if Reed's okay. I gotta find out if he's all right.
Oh, you're from the Daily Sentinel, aren't you?
Sure, and what a scoop we'll get.
And now?
Mr. Perry, you're a genius, that you are. Perry? Not Oliver Perry.
The same. I'll remove this wig. And the beard.
Hey, look at that.
And here I am.
Well, I'll be... Who's that mug over there?
Well, Fingers was assisting me in trapping the Hornet.
Great day, what a night. I phoned the commissioner, he'll be here in a minute. He couldn't believe his ears.
Wait till Reed hears about this.
Reed? Oh, yes, you were asking about Britt Reed. Well, listen, everybody. Here comes the big surprise.
Go ahead, Perry. With all these guns on him, he can't hurt anyone now. Or get away, either.
Okay. Here goes.
Suffering snakes.
Satisfied, Perry?
Saints preserve us. Mr. Reed himself.
Reed! No! Holy crow, it can't be true.
Oh, no. Look here at this packet of letters, Sergeant. A notation on the wrapper says to be used against Police Commissioner Calloway. He was going to blackmail the commissioner. And these were here in Britt Reed's safe.
What's that? What's to be used against me?
Here's the commissioner now. Bet he'll be surprised.
Commissioner, I... Well, see for yourself. Oliver Perry caught the Green Hornet, and it's none other than Mr. Britt Reed.
What? Britt Reed, the Green Hornet?
Commissioner, how about taking this pack of hounds off my neck?
Why, what? Oh, this is really funny. Why didn't you explain, Mr. Reed?
Well, first, I didn't have a chance. And second, I was enjoying Oliver Perry's big moment.
Now, see here. What is this? No one can deny now that Britt Reed is the Green Hornet.
Well, I, for one, would like to, believe me.
Reed, even though they got you with the gun...
Hold on, everybody. Perry hasn't captured the real Green Hornet at all.
Commissioner Calloway, those letters there on the table are proof enough. Along with the mask he's wearing, the gas gun...
Now, listen. This was all a plan arranged with me by Mr. Reed to get back those letters from a certain party who was trying to blackmail me.
What?
I myself made that mask out of some cheesecloth. Look at it closely. It's crudely made.
Well, this don't look like the real Hornet mask at that.
That's right, it doesn't, as you can see.
No.
And that gun Perry made me drop on the floor isn't a gas gun. Is it, Commissioner?
No. Look here. It's a Luger pistol I had at my desk. I lent it to Mr. Reed. He posed as the Hornet at the risk of his life and got those letters for me. Then I guess he put them in the safe to keep for me.
That's right.
Then he ain't the Green Hornet?
Of course not.
Oh, I knew it all the time.
Now what? I'm in here, Clancy.
someone already on the patrol wagon downstairs.
What did?
A report. About 20 minutes ago, a room in a small hotel on the west side was ransacked by the Green Hornet.
Quiet, everybody.
Jumping catfish. Perry brings half the force out here to embarrass poor Mr. Reed, and the real Hornet pulls the job on the west side.
Yeah. Clean out all the belongings of a guy named Glenshaw. What? Even the guy himself is missing.
Glenshaw?
Hey, that's the fake name you were using, Perry.
Why, how do they know it was the Hornet?
That's easy. He left the Hornet seal. And that's about all he did leave.
You better get yourself a barrel, Perry.
Oh, Axford.
Huh? Yeah. What do you want, Reed?
Let's see if Cato's asleep in his quarters. Ask him to bring me some water, will you?
Sure thing, Reed.
Perry, you made a grave mistake.
Cato! Come in, Axford.
Well, Cato's there, all right. I guess he slept through the whole thing. Well, boys, with apologies to Mr. Reed, we'll be moving on.
I guess I owe you an apology, too, Mr. Reed.
That's not quite enough, Perry. Sergeant Burke, take Fingers in for breaking his parole by carrying a gun.
Right. Take him, boys.
Perry, get out. Get out of town. And if I ever see you around again, I'll bring charges against you of illegal entry and attempted robbery. Now get out.
Okay. I'll leave town. But you haven't seen the last of me. I'm not giving up, Reed.
Well, he deserved that, Mr. Reed. And thanks for the letters. I'm sorry you were embarrassed. In fact, you risked your reputation and your life.
Reed, don't ever do anything like that again. You scared the living daylights out of me.
I really had fun through it all. Playing the part of the Green Hornet made me quite a kick.
Reed, I just thought, it's a good thing he didn't run up against the real Hornet wearing his disguise. He wouldn't have liked it.
Oh, well, I liked it. And I, for one, am not the least bit afraid of the real Green Hornet.
What caused such excitement, Mr. Britt? Something happened, perhaps?
Did something happen, he says. Holy cow!
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, and incidents used are fictitious.
This has been a RadioClassics.com presentation. Programs are copyright their respective owners. All rights reserved.